Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. 781 days less the Russian invasion of Ukraine. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky informed that overnight air defense forces managed to shoot down 10 Shahed drones out of 10 launched by the Russians. He thanked the defenders of the sky. The president informed that in total, the Russian forces have already used almost 130 Shahed drones against Ukraine last week. Fortunately, most of them were shot down. The Russians also used more than 80 missiles and almost 700 guided aerial bombs, which are much more difficult to destroy. Quote, Russia uses every day, week and months to inflict significant damage. Unfortunately, assistance to Ukraine is still limited, and the Russian state still has access to critical components needed to produce missiles and drones. Unquote. Zelensky added that the situation at the front in such a fierce war is always tough, but these days, especially in the Donetsk sector, it is aggravating. Quote, I am grateful to every brigade, every soldier and commander who are doing everything to defend our positions and who are destroying the occupier, unquote, said the head of state. Defense Minister Rustem Umerov, who has been visiting combat units in Donbas, says the Russians are concentrating their forces for a breakthrough west of Bakhmut, reports RBK Ukraine. He stressed that despite the Russians' numerical advantage, the Ukrainians are efficiently disrupting these plans thanks to their courage, training and professionalism. The minister said that Ukrainian defenders are making good use of advanced technological systems as opposed to the enemy who is attempting to prevail at the expense of manpower. Umerov said he had presented the soldiers with government and ministerial awards for showing courage and resilience in combat against the Russians, who greatly outnumber Ukrainian forces. Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, Oleksandr Syrsky, said that Russia is concentrating efforts to break through the Ukrainian defense west of Bakhmut, seize the settlement of Chasiv Yar and create conditions for further advancement to the Kramatorsk agglomeration, reports Radio Liberty. According to him, the highest Russian military leadership has set the task for its troops to capture Chasiv Yar by 9th of May. After a two-day visit to the combat zone, Syrsky concluded that there is a need to improve the quality of training, including the psychological component, as well as to increase the number of multipurpose high-tech unmanned systems with trained operators, to improve the quality of asymmetric actions and reduce the Russian combat potential. We would really appreciate if you could rate us ideally with 5 stars and leave a glowing review in the app where you're listening to this podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts and others. This really helps more people to find out about the highlights from Ukraine and truth about Russia's invasion. Modernized Ukrainian drones can now deliver almost a ton of explosives over 1,000 kilometers, reports Ukrainska Pravda. Spokesperson of the Security Service of Ukraine, known as SBU, Artem Dekhterenko said this means that the service can reach a target almost anywhere in the Black Sea. Dekhterenko did not reveal all the technical characteristics, but noted that these are the new generation of drones, the improvement of which is being worked on jointly by experts of the SBU, the Ministry of Internal Affairs, and others. The current Sea Baby drone, according to the SBU representative, differs from the previous model in appearance and technical characteristics, and is also capable of delivering almost a ton of explosives over 1,000 kilometers. According to Dekhterenko, in 2022 there is no alternative to the SBU's maritime attack drones in the world. The existing Western drones were large, but not maneuverable. They could easily be detected by enemy radars. He said that these drones have already hit 11 Russian ships as well as the Crimean Bridge. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just 2 people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.